to see so many of you here tonight in what we know is going to be a magnificent concert. And on behalf of St. Paul United Church of Christ and all of the staff members and all of the Fine Arts Committee members and everyone who has worked so hard for these several days, we thank all of those people, and I would like to introduce to you now Mr. Roger McMurrin, the director.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a joy to return to Belleville, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky. We were in Monticello, Iowa, 2 days ago, and they kept thinking we were in Monticello, Indiana. Is there a Belleville, Iowa? No. Yes, there is. What a thrill to be here, to share in this great celebration, the celebration of two great nations and really two great cultures. Ukraine was under bondage for many years. Today we are free. We have religious freedoms. We have political freedom. We're starting to get economic freedom. It's going to come slowly. But we come from the second largest European nation, Russia being the largest. We're the second largest European nation. We're not the Ukraine anymore. We're Ukraine. You don't say the France or the Germany anymore, I hope. So we're from Ukraine, a great nation. Tonight we're going to sing music from the Slavic and the Eastern European nations. We're going to begin with Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff was born in Russia. He died in the United States, but I want you to know he lived in Ukraine. He wrote great music for the piano, concerti. He wrote great music for the orchestra. He also wrote masterpieces for the choir. We're first going to sing for you from the Solemn Vespers, three movements. This is a piece of music that he wrote for an evening worship. And the first movement is inviting God to be with us and inviting us into the presence of Almighty God. We have traveling with us a great conductor from Ukraine, from the Radio Television Choir. Would you join me in welcoming Mr. Viktor Skromny?
Amen.
in the 13th century, at the end of the Kiev Rus era, and there was a great military leader who was victorious over the troops that had come from the West. These Teutonic Knights had already captured what we now know of as Germany, into Poland, Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. They were coming in to what now is Russia. At the Neva River, there was a great victory. And this general was given a new name. His name was changed to Alexander Nevsky for the Neva River. Later on, this general had some other great battles. You're going to hear these battles described by our percussion instruments in the orchestra. But the most notorious battle was where the enemy was so armed, both the person and the horses, that upon the ice their weight was so heavy that they sank beneath the ice. You will hear the picture of the ice painted by the strings tonight. And then there's the most famous mezzo-soprano solo, perhaps in the literature, The Field of Death. And she sings about the terrible plight of these people. Following this is a march, a triumphal march into the city by Alexander Nevsky. Sergei Prokofiev was born in Ukraine. He spent most of his time in Russia. He wrote The Love of Three Oranges for the Chicago Lyric Opera while he was in America. He became enamored by Hollywood. He says, I want to write a film score. So he wrote this film score to this great story of Alexander Nevsky. Would you join me in welcoming our mezzo-soprano, Luba Kanuka?
Ты не корабль, не подпустишь,